Good morning. My guest this morning is Abraham Enten, who has written a book, a memoir, called Living on the Fringe.
Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. What fringe did you live on?
Well, I think the fringe of everything. You know, I was born in 1945, so I'm just a little bit older than the baby boomers.
Yeah, that's right.
So, which, you know, that started in 46 because the war was still on when I was born.
That's right.
So I was kind of a little bit ahead of the mainstream, you know, like it's whether it was smoking dope or, you know, whatever it was, we were a little bit ahead.
Yeah.
And kind of looking at things from the outside in and seeing that we're better off. I mean, one of the lessons of the book and of the life is that you're probably better off on the fringe than you are immersing yourself into what's called American civilization.
Right, right.
Or as Gandhi said, that would be a good idea. Yes.
So what did you do? Now, of course, we don't have a book's length of time.
Right.
Here.
Well, the memoir actually covers my early years. It ends in 1975, so I was 30. And so it's really a lot of it is about how I evolved a worldview and that led me to walk away from a sure life of economic prosperity and safety from the draft. I graduated from the University of Chicago and had a scholarship to Yale Law School.
Oh, great.
Okay, so that's, and I walked away from that
without
a clue as to what I was doing. You know, Chris Christopherson walked away from a Rhodes Scholarship, but he had a real talent, you know, became a musician. But I had no alternative plan. I just knew that I didn't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
And so that forced me then to confront the most immediately the draft,
right,
and how I was going to deal with that looming over my life. And that led me to become a draft resister ultimately. But how I got to that point is a core part of the book.
Right.
And it's internal, but it's in that whole context of what was going on and had continued to go on. And a lot of it is a search. I became very committed to trying to live in a way that would be satisfying for myself and also make a difference in the world.
When did you know that you were going to take the experiences of your past and put them into a book?
Just a couple of years ago. I like to say that my friends got tired of hearing the stories and say, why don't you just write those down? And then I came up with a title, which ultimately did not last as the title, but it was a title that I liked. And so that said, well, now I have a title, so now I have to write the book to go with it. I've written a lot of things, but it's all been articles, you know.
Right. A book's different.
A book is very, very different. But, you know, right around the corner from here was the Rona Park Senior Center, and they had a free senior memoir writing class.
Oh,
and
wow.
A friend of mine was in that, and he kind of dragged me down there because he was the only guy in the class, and he wanted some support. and that helped. I had started writing a little bit, but then, you know, when you're in a group like that, well, you have to produce because you sign up to read.
That's right.
And so then you're in the position of having to do something.
Right.
So that kind of, and then of course, I was very committed to finding a real publisher. I did not want to self-publish this book. I wanted to have it acknowledged as a literary work in that sense, and I did that. And now it's been published.
Yes.
And now it's out, and I want to invite people to a reading. I'll read. I'll sing some of my songs. We'll have some good things to eat, and we'll have a good time. And that's at the Arlene Francis Center for Spirit, Art, and Politics. And this book definitely is about spirit, art, and politics.
And it's February 3rd.
And it's February 3rd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, it's free.
Great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Roland, for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.